broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio as hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This is the broadcast for June 10th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's Hour 2 at 2. A goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country is our attempt. That's our goal. We work at it, ladies and gentlemen, every single day. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant to say the least, inspired by the Almighty, in our humble opinion. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration is in order. You going to help? Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to you, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Last hour, Gun Owners Executive Director Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, was with us. And I mentioned that I thought it would be great to have a Rand Paul / Scott Walker ticket. It would decrease one of the presidential competitors, if you will, but it would also bring a ticket that would be impressive and double down on money and support and everything else. I don't know if they can get together or not. And I thought that Rand Paul had a more recognizable name maybe than a Scott Walker, but Larry Pratt thought the opposite. He thought Scott Walker might have a more impressive name, and et cetera. And I'm not here to debate it who's right, except to say, whose name do you think might be more popular, and how would you like to see the ticket if we could get it, Kurt?
Well, there are those who say that if an individual has not had what they call executive experience, in other words, been a governor, that, you know, a governor or some other kind of executive, then they're not, you know, fit to be president. Now, at least Scott Walker would, as the governor of Wisconsin, et cetera, would have that. Now, on the other hand, you got guys like Barack Obama, who, you know, he was a senator from Illinois, as far as I know, which means as a senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul would certainly qualify, you know, as that kind of, I guess you could say, presidential.
What experience does good old Joe Biden have there?
Well,
is he a governor?
You know, that's once again. He was just
So both of them now are senators. So, you know, I think you put together a senator and a governor, though, and that's probably your best chance, regardless of which order it's in. You know.
Well, it's a good point, Sam. I believe, I believe those two would almost not mind. You know, you could basically just, you know, run them together and have them switch. I guess Rand is just a little bit older. I guess he's 52 and Scott Walker at 47. You know, but the bottom line is certainly a lot, what would you say, more refreshing than our current
And frankly, I don't really care who would be first on the ticket. And I'm not sure whose name might be more recognizable or acceptable or whatever term you want to use. On one hand, the big union battle, Scott Walker certainly eked out a name for himself being a governor. That has some benefits. Rand Paul's been in the news multiple times, though, so I don't know. Do you even have any idea whose name might be more recognizable?
Well, you know, at least hearing Larry's insight to it, you know, just kind of shows you, at least in my opinion, probably the news that he gets exposed to is going to be let him know less about Rand Paul than it would be about Scott Walker. Maybe that's part of it. Who knows, you know?
Time will tell. Which way would you like to see the ticket, Kurt?
You know, I really probably don't even have a preference there. In fact,
okay. So if they were both just in front of you and they said, "Look, we're going to do this. We don't know who should be president, who should be vice president. We need your recommendation." You'd just be like, "I don't even know."
Well, okay. I'm just saying that at least based on everything I know right now, especially if they'd work together. So many times, what we see in the past, and you know, too much, is we just see this kind of deal where the vice president is. Well, not even really used, and his information is not even part of it. Now, I'm grateful.
And in Biden's
case,
we're like grateful
Biden.
For that.
But I'm just talking about, you know, I mean, the way it really could be if you had a team, you know, it would be pretty.
And the reason I bring up this team idea is because we've talked about, you know, it was Bo Greit's idea where we first heard about it, but you've carried the idea forward in modern times, which is to fill out a team of people. And you're not just voting for an individual, per se. As you mentioned, working together, it's kind of a team effort, and you're voting for a whole team to get things done. It's a wise idea, and I think that really has validity to it. And then I heard that, hey, they might be pushing for kind of a George Bush slash Huck, or I'm sorry, Jeb Bush slash Huckabee kind of a team. And it just kind of bolstered that in. I'm like, well, hey, man, we got to have a Scott Walker Rand Paul or a Rand Paul Scott Walker ticket of some kind. Maybe our listeners could chime in and let us know what they think. But it's sure an interesting idea that I would like to see gain traction. Because, again, we've got too many candidates. Obviously, they're not going to all win. So some alliances are going to need to be made, or some folks are going to be tossed to the curb, at least, you know. So what can be done to keep the best of the best in the mix is what I'm interested in most. I guess Denny Hastert's in the news, right, Kurt, or Hastert?
Yeah. Now, you probably followed a little bit of this, but to me, the story, well, the story behind the story, at least, is most interesting to me, and that's typically the way it is. You're not going to hear this kind of idea brought up by guys like Rush Limbaugh, et cetera. But what about the idea that this is how a Speaker of the House or a the leader of the Senate is chosen? If someone has the goods on them, in other words, you know, I'm sure that this was already known years ago about Denny Hastert, and that was the reason, you know, that he was able to be, I guess you could say, put in or selected as the Speaker of the House, because any time then, you know, when the Speaker might be feeling like he's a little bit too free to do whatever he wants, then behind the scenes, those handlers could simply say to him, hey, remember that, you know, the guy that you, you know, sexually abused, you know, way back then, now would we'd hate to just kind of leak that to the news media. Wouldn't that just be a sad thing? Now, you know, and then you got to ask yourself, well, did they have that kind of thing on Boehner?
I think that's what's going on. I think it's a political hit, and the proof is, look, Bill got away with it. Well, one Bill did. See, the government controlling presidential, I don't know, misfit who became president, Bill Clinton, he was fine. You know, that can't take him down. But the other Bill Cosby got slaughtered over these sexual quid allegations and et cetera, et cetera. And now Denny Hastert gets the meltdown, but yet everybody else is protected. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden can touch anybody's wife he wants to, right?
Well, yeah.
Good point. There you go.
It's just
so do I think it's a take out of Hastert? Yes, I do.
This story. Yeah.
But he delivers not guilty plea in what's his thing, Whisper? That's like a magazine, right?
Well, no, it's basically, you know, that they're just talking about that he was not speaking very loudly in federal court. He was just, you know, talking pretty softly. Now, one interesting thing is apparently the judge who, you know, gave him like a $4,500 fine, you know, something like that, and told him to turn over his passport. The judge also mentioned that, hey, as a big supporter of Hastert, et cetera, here's the, you know, his, I guess you could say, open the books and saying maybe I ought to recruit, you know, just move out of this case, but we'll see what'll happen. You know, the bottom line to me is, at least one of the other parts of the bottom line is this whole structuring idea where, you know, because our government's got these so many laws, even a guy like Hastert, who probably, you know, maybe even promoted this kind of law, is now entangled.
You know what it reminds me a lot of is the Jim Traficant scenario, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what was the guy they were trying to get, you know, on racketeering and all the criminal stuff, and then they finally got him for tax, you know, evasion. You know, with so many laws, literally, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, you could pretty much get anybody on something because of.
If the system determines that they're not a protected class, no doubt. Yeah. All right, Scott Walker's back in the news. The headline says, Scott Walker, our first socialist president. The question comes, what are you talking about? Kurt's got details in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, breaking down news the networks refuse to use always on your radio. Tell your favorite radio station that you appreciate Liberty Roundtable, will you?
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
In an effort to manipulate the truth, ladies and gentlemen, the mainstream press comes out with another manipulated headline. It says, Scott Walker, our first socialist president? Question mark. What do you say, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point. And, you know, a little bit, Sam, by the way, you know, Scott Walker has a little bit of, I guess you could say, culpability on his hands, because this author, Richard Brodsky, writing with the Huffington Post, which, you know, that's exactly kind of what you'd expect from him. But, you know, he does say first, the communist socialism is a way of organizing a society in which major industries are owned and controlled by the government. And then he says, next, the Republicans. The project is a good deal for the state. That's kind of what they say. And then he says, what's the project? Well, it's the state of Wisconsin using tax dollars to build a sports arena for the billionaire owners of the Milwaukee Bucks. And its main proponent is Governor Scott Walker. Now, they say he's otherwise the leading Republican true believer for president. But, you know, the fact is, I would like to find a Republican. It's pretty difficult to find that has not done this kind of thing.
Well, and let me articulate this really quick, too, Kurt. I think it's a matter of picking your battles, though. Is Scott Walker really on some of these things, or is he just kind of like, look, I can't fight you on every item? If I fight you on every single item, then you run around, instead of calling me a socialist communist, you run around and say, see, he'll destroy the whole country. He's against sports. He's against this. He's against that. And pretty soon you're just like the against everything guy. And so I'm not believing that Scott Walker's endorsing this. He might just be like, yeah, that's fine, because he's like, hey, it's a drop in the bucket compared to the issues we really got to fight. What I'm saying is this is manipulated, to say the least. And how many battles can you take on, and how many things can you really decide this is the issue I'm going to the mat on, kind of a thing. So just because he allows it and or maybe even touts it, that doesn't mean that he necessarily internally believes in it and or endorses it, Kurt.
Well, and it's a great point, Sam. It's exactly the reason I bring up the story is the fact is, he who owns the media makes the rules. You have the Huffington Post. They can choose to put this in or not. They can even manipulate the headline. So they could make Scott Walker look like, man, a really cool guy, or they can make him look like a socialist.
And in this case, as long as he stands for what he stands for, there's no good answers for him in their minds.
Yeah, good point.
And they'll attack him no matter what he does. If he was against the stadiums, they'd be like, oh man, you hate sports, you hate America's pastime, you hate the American people, you think you can overturn what's gone on for literally decades and generations. And they'll just attack him everywhere they can on that, and if he just lets it go, then they're like, see, you're part of this socialist plan. And the guy just can't win is the problem. And that's why I can never be a politician.
Unless he has friendly media. Has friendly media. Just like us, frankly, we look at his situation and Rand Paul's, and we say, hey, it's true. They're not, it's not George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. But compared to what we've been dealing with and the track records that they both show, you look at the track record of Scott Walker and what he's done in the state of Wisconsin. You look at the track record of Rand Paul, there are certainly both things that both guys have stuff we wish weren't there.
Perfect.
When you compare them,
done a ton of good. Absolutely.
Yep. There you go.
All right. The Pentagon, Kurt, they don't know what they spent $8.5 trillion on, sir. Blacklisted News gave me the story.
$8.5 trillion, not billion?
Sir.
Trillion. Wow.
Yeah, you see, when government's completely dysfunctional and seems not to serve the people's interest, we have to kind of wonder where our tax dollars are going. And thanks to a Reuters investigation by Scott Peltra, we, quote, have an answer, or maybe it's really a non-answer. Apparently, the Pentagon has made use of $8.5 trillion, I said it with a T and mean it, of our tax money handed over by Congress since 1996. Well, don't ask what was done with the money, because the Department of Defense doesn't have a clue. In almost 20 years, they have not accounted for the money at all, Kurt.
Wow. One of the things I wish I could say is, man, am I surprised. I'm just completely shocked that there would be wasteful government spending and that somebody would say, gee, I don't know where this, $1 billion went, or this million or whatever.
Tea in this case, bro.
I know, but what I'm saying is billion, trillion. Remember the whole 9/11 thing and the reports how I can't remember how many trillions were in that building, and they just kind of disappeared right after.
Well, we lost it, buddy. We're sorry about that. Crazy things are going on.
Uh-huh.
All right, Pete from Wisconsin wants to talk about it. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how's it going, Sam?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. This state, commie state, big time. Agenda 21 state, big time.
Yes.
I mean, local government's buying real estate, building houses. They own municipal boat docks, and we're the second highest property tax state in the United States. It's crazy around here. Taxes are just out of control. Blocker, you know, that public private.
You got a fleet of the mid. You got a fleet. You got a fleet of some of these other states, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to run to some of these other states where it's a little better pickings, huh?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, it seems like the whole thing's going down to me. These globalists, they're pretty much taking over and the entire governments.
You're right about that. The only thing they've overlooked is the will of the American people in our greater numbers. Should we get stirred up enough? And then the God factor.
We should be getting really stirred up because these guys are selling us out.
I concur with that, Pete.
Right out.
All right. Hey, what do you think of a Scott Walker / Rand Paul or a Rand Paul / Scott Walker ticket?
I really don't. I wouldn't vote for Scott Walker for anything.
Really?
Rand Paul, he filibustered. He stood his ground there, I guess, you know. I mean, if you're going to have a president, but is the president even, does that even mean anything anymore here? You know?
Well, my response.
So you're from, but
he's in
but you're from Wisconsin, yes. Yeah. So what? Why do you? What do you feel that way about Scott Walker for a particular?
Well, the whole state's an Agenda 21 state. Madison's Ickley, La Crosse's Ickley. They're all they're turning it over. They're giving it away, and a lot of states are doing it. You know, they're just giving it up. And, you know, you can sit there and say to your representative, well, have you heard about Agenda 21? And they'll sit there and say, oh, no, we haven't heard about that yet. And they're lying. They're just lying. So enough is enough. You know, we're getting sprayed up here daily. I mean, the whole doggone sky today is hazy. They're chemtrailing us as much as they can. And every time you turn around, it's something. You know, they're always hitting you for money. So.
Understood. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Pete.
You bet.
You know, he's got some concerns there, Kurt. I don't deny the concerns. There's concerns about everybody because we don't really know their true intentions. All we can do is look at their past record, look at what they say, and make the best determination of what we think we should do. And a lot of people are saying, hey, don't even worry about America, man. Stick a fork in it. It's over. We don't care if we have a president or not. It doesn't matter who gets in power. It doesn't matter any of these things. I understand their frustration, Kurt, but I disagree with their analysis in the sense that I think it does matter what we do. We've proven that we can change outcomes to things, even though things look bleak. We've proven that we can make a difference. The Bible, for example, is full of examples where, you know what, there was no chance for a given scenario, but God, if turned to, can make the change and heal our land, as the scriptures say. We can make a difference. And so I don't want to fall for this. We can't do anything. Forget it. Give up. It's not worth the struggle idea. Now, is Rand Paul our friend? Well, I personally think he is. However, people are even questioning that, Kurt. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So, you know, it's hard to even know who's a friend and who's a foe in this big old battle, Kurt. Now they're saying, hey, man, the Barack Hussein Justice Department, what are they saying about these guys?
Well, the headline from powerlineblog.com is the Obama Justice Department secretly supporting Rand Paul. Now, it's interesting to just see a story like this. Although, remember, Rand Paul came out, you know, about this guy who just killed himself recently and was in jail like 3 years without even a trial. As far as I know, it was a young black man. You know, and he has basically said, "Hey, when the government's doing the wrong thing to people, I don't care what color they are, we're for that." So now, we're against that. But in Rand Paul's case, you could say, well, that means that the Justice Department is for him. But they do cite this in their piece. They say Bloomberg columnist Virginia Postrel, she's the editor of Reason magazine back in the 90s, explains, "This is happening in America, weirdly, to a site I founded and one whose commenters often earn my public contempt. Los Angeles legal blogger Ken White has obtained a grand jury subpoena issued to Reason.com, the online home of the libertarian magazine I edited throughout the 90s. The subpoena seeks information about commenters who posted in response to an article by the site's editor, and it goes on to say different things, but the bottom line is they're wondering if, the Obama, Justice Department is, kind of giving a pass to guy like Rand Paul. Their final paragraph in this piece, beyond the free speech merits of this episode, they say, are the people working at the Obama Justice Department so clueless as to have no grasp that initiating an inquisition of one of the most popular nodes of the libertarian world is like giving a free tank of high-octane gasoline to a drag racer. Either the Justice Department lawyers who file this subpoena are politically stupid, and they say likely, or they are secretly in league with Rand Paul's campaign, in which case they're violating the Hatch Act. I don't really think the Obama Justice Department, and I always think it's kind of silly to put those two things together, Obama and justice, but anyway, is promoting Rand Paul, but it is an interesting headline, right? You know, it makes you think.
Well, and there's other options for this discussion too, Kurt. Maybe there's a backroom deal between the Rand Paul troop and the Barack Obama administration. Maybe there's a backroom deal going on.
Or it probably is better said when you point out your presentation that says he who owns the media makes the rules.
Well, that's certainly possible.
When you have a piece of the media, you can do whatever you want with it.
Now, we've also been told that the CIA and the FBI and all these government organizations, the Pentagon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the Homeland Security, they're going to be floating false news stories, Kurt, to try to seed the public's confusion on issues. And very likely, if you really want me to triple down on what I think the case is, I think this is an example of just manipulating things to where the hardcore Rand Paul folks, or, you know, the Ron Paul kind of people that may be thinking about Rand or whatever you want to say, the constitutionalists, would be like, oh, man, if that's true, I can't support Rand. So I personally believe it's a government-fed story that's full of baloney is what I personally think.
Good point.
And I think it's just propaganda to make people kind of confused and go, oh, man, what if that's really true? And then they get all wound up in fear. And my response is, what if it is true? Let's just go down this road for a second. What if it is true, Kurt? And Rand's made a deal with the Barack Obama administration. And Rand's really got this plan to use Barack to bolster his campaign likelihood or whatever you want to call it. What if it's true? You'd say, well, that'd be horrible, Sam. That'd be awful. And my response is, I agree. However, would you rather have a Rand Paul doing that, at least has some sense of morality, some sense of standing for what's right, or somebody who has no sense for standing up for what's right doing the same thing? Now, I'm not saying I like that scenario. I'm just saying if that were even the case, that's the worst, right? At least you get a guy doing it that's not as principled as you had hoped, but he's doing a lot more than the other guys. That would be the worst. The best is, hey, it's a lie from the government, and we caught him at it. I don't know which. I'm just saying, look, at least Rand Paul stands up and does a lot that's right. That's a whole lot better than the guys that are on the take that don't do anything that's right. Just compare the two senators from Kentucky to make the point. You get a Rand Paul and a McConnell. Now, let's say they both made backroom deals, Kurt, which I'm sure they have to some degree. Now, would you rather have a Rand Paul or a McConnell, even knowing that they maybe both have made backroom deals? I'll still take a Rand Paul. So I guess what I'm saying is it's a non-starter confusion story, and that's why I think it's government propaganda. Because even if it's the case, Kurt, it means nothing. The point is still taken that the track record between a Rand Paul and a Mitch McConnell is drastically different, Kurt, regardless of any mistakes Rand may or may not have made. So I'm not going to go for the red herring idea that, oh, man, throw the baby out with the bathwater, shut down Rand, or do this or do that, because it's bogus. It's a non-starter discussion. Right? So I'm just saying I don't know what it even matters, even if it is the case, which I don't believe it to be the case, by the way. I'm just saying, even if it is, what difference does it make? Oh, well, man, I got to reject both of them. Fine. Who are you going to go for then? Mike Huckabee? Newt Gingrich? Come on. Where are you going to go?
And then you get the American people basically just doing nothing, which is, of course, the main goal of the insiders or the, you know, kingmen. They want basically just inaction by the people.
There you go. Anyway, I just find that interesting because I see the whole discussion, frankly, a non-starter. Because we don't know if it's true or not, number one. Number two, even if it is true, then what are you going to do? In other words, where do you go for better solutions is the point that I'm getting at, Kurt. Even if it's true. You know, you find somebody that's, quote, more pure, so to speak, and then they don't have a name recognition or they don't have the ability to even discuss in the mainstream press. They don't have a senatorial platform to stand from. They don't have a gubernatorial platform to stand from. So then they're a non-starter because, well, they haven't been a senator or a governor. And then you say, well, who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to back? Who are you going to work with? Who are you going to, well, Sam, it's not worth it. America is done. Voting is a waste of time. There's vote fraud everywhere anyway. And you just go down this road of, man, now we're so wound up. We've destroyed everything. There's no hope. Man, what are you going to do now? Oh, I'm going to leave the country. I'm going to be an expat and flee to a different country. Yeah, that's going to be better for sure. Okay, I'm just saying, what plan do these people have? And that's what bugs me about these kind of stories or these kind of scenarios. What good are you going to do with that kind of an idea? The answer is it's a dead-end, no-go road, Kurt. I'm a pretty logical guy, and I'm telling you, where do you go if you accept this premise? Hey, man, Barack and Rand are in bed together for a plot. And okay, what end road do you have now for that?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's in on it. In fact, Kurt's in on it, too, I'm sure. We better quit doing the radio talk show because Kurt's probably in bed with Obama and Rand Paul. And now and yeah. It's just crazy talk, Kurt.
And it's probably just something that I don't even know about. I mean,
well, of course it is.
You know, I mean, it's just
if you knew about it, it would have
subliminal.
To kill you. That's right. Yeah. I mean, see what I mean? I'm just saying, where do you go with that kind of view? Even if it's true, it doesn't do you any good to go down that road. But I don't believe it's true at all, and I'm not suggesting that I believe it's true. I'm just trying to demonstrate it doesn't matter what the case really is because we don't know what the case really is, and the likelihood is we'll never know, no matter how hard we dig or what we do, Kurt. But I'm going to just say this. Do you think Jesus was involved with Satan, Kurt, for a plot? Okay, see, at what point do you say, all right, I'm drawing the line, that's crazy. And at what point do you have common sense to say, look, all that Jesus tells me to do is good, and all that Satan tells me to do is bad. So I'm going to be on Jesus' side, and I'm just not here to question everything. Same thing with a Rand Paul versus a Barack Obama. Everything that Barack's doing is evil. The vast majority, virtually all of what Rand Paul wants to do is right, Kurt. Not all of it, perfectly. But so, to me, you're deciding against, for and against principle and ideas and viewpoints and understanding of what you believe to be right and wrong. This isn't that complicated. So if Barack and Rand Paul are really working on the same side of things, what are they agreeing on to pull me on their side then? Everything I have to decide is one way or the other way, and it's either Rand or Barack. And so I guess what I'm saying is if Barack somehow is deceived into helping Rand in some way and Rand's not aware of it, then let it be. Who cares? But again, I digress. What are you going to gain from that line of thinking or logic anyway? And I think it's part of our job on the radio, Kurt, to help people ferret through this. Don't get all riled up over things you have no control over. Don't get all riled up about little blips in the news that you don't even know if they're true or not. And if they are true, it really makes no difference in the real scheme of things. Right? Oh, man, what if Rand Paul, and what if Scott Walker, what if Kurt Krabs, what if everybody in the world except for you, Kurt, is on the other side? I'm telling you, they just might be. They don't talk to you above a whisper, because if you do, they might know that you know, and then you'll know that they know. Okay, I'm just telling you, I'm not mocking it, but I'm trying to get a little bit of, what, feet on the ground here? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, Kurt, I don't mean to go off on this and just get all belligerent. I don't mean to mock this idea, because there are real conspiracies out there that are serious. I mean, the Federal Reserve fraud comes to mind. The income tax fraud comes to mind. The military-industrial complex fraud, you know, comes to mind. There's plenty of that stuff going on. And then you get the false flag operations, the USS Liberty, 9/11, Oklahoma City. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. I get all that. I'm not ignorant of these things, folks. I realize the government does a lot of things that are just beyond the pale crazy. But I'm saying at some point, you got to focus on what you have at least a little bit of control over, or the ability to influence the outcome of, etc. And so that's kind of the reason that I go off on this, Kurt, is I don't believe the story's true. The sourcing of the story is, you know, what do you think Rand's going to do? Come out and go, yeah, man, me and Barry have a deal. Me and Satoru, we're in, you know? Okay, you're never going to get anywhere with this kind of an idea. You don't have any idea if it's true. And, we can just start floating headlines about all kinds of things and create all kinds of internal confusion and concern and worry over nothing that you can even control, Kurt. And that presupposes that it's even true. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just going off on something that's not necessary. Maybe most people get it, but it amazes me how people can get all worried up about these things. So, all right, what do you think, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And the bottom line is I'd much rather be doing something, you know, working on some kind of solution, than I would be just complaining and telling everybody that, hey, man, you know, America, stick a fork in it, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You know, it just isn't, I guess, constructive would be a good word, you know. So that's my feelings on the issue. You know, at least one of your favorite items is in the news, Sam. And the airlines are, you know, being talked about.
I love the airlines. Whenever I go, it's just such a pleasurable experience. Wow.
I sometimes wish I was, you know, maybe able to clone myself so I could have a guy filming kind of what you go through when you get to do the you know, TSA thing, and then getting on the plane, et cetera, and kind of the struggles that you deal with there. But this headline from Yahoo, airlines struggle to please the modern passenger. And Carrie Sheridan is the author, and I thought, you know, you might have a suggestion or two for the airlines. Not that they would listen, but, you know, I mean, hey, it's worth a shot, right?
Worth a shot for what, Kurt? I just want to kind of be clear.
Well, I guess, you know, it's worth a shot for you to give them suggestions on how you could have less struggle to attract the modern passenger. At least that's what they say.
Well, Kurt, let me explain.
You know,
if their goal is to attract passengers and to grow their business and to make, I don't know what you call it, better approval ratings and get people to like their businesses and all that kind of stuff, then I got plenty of suggestions. However, what if there's a big conspiracy with the government in bed with the airlines to shut down air travel entirely?
Good point.
Then, buddy, they're just right on target. They've already got it going on. They got all the parts in place to make sure that you just hate life with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What more could they do?
That's what I've thought of. It's kind of like the IRS
code
book,
buddy.
You know? You know, you ask yourself, well, how could you create a worse system? It'd be pretty difficult. And the same way in the airlines. Okay, let's say you're trying to attract passengers. Hey, why don't you just try to make seats as squished up and a little as possible, because that will certainly attract passengers. I mean, they love getting smooshed together like a tight little, sardine in there.
Yeah, and then you're a little frustrated because it's super hot and you're just smashed together and everything's horrible. And then they go, you're psychotic, aren't you? We better pull you off the plane. Right.
They tell
you
guys stay hooked in your seatbelt when you're on the ground. If you stand up, you're some kind of a danger to society.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If you put your seat back,
an inch.
Say, whatever that big mount that goes back, if you put that back on the takeoff or the landing, somehow that's going to affect the plane. You've got all these silly things that...
It's crazy. But,
and then, you know, you've got this high-powered piece of machinery that somehow, just as you're beginning to, you've sat down, you're enjoying a little bit of air, and then all of a sudden, somehow that air has to shut off for a certain amount of time because, I don't know, it's not, of course, to drive you crazy. It's just, just happens to have to shut off while you're sitting there on the tarmac. You know, there's just a lot of those little things where you think, hey, man, what's up with that? For example, why couldn't they let people get off on both ends of the plane so that they could
I brought
off
that up. I tried
quicker.
To go out the back door, and the lady's like, oh, no, buddy, you can't do that. If you did that, you'd be out in the weeds. You'd be and by the way, I've had planes that couldn't get to the what's that called?
Yeah, the little ramp or
whatever. The portal. They couldn't get to their normal parking spot. And I've actually had them put down, like, portable stairs, and I've actually walked down, out, and then walked, to the... Haven't you ever done that before?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, anyway, that's happened to me on a couple of flights in the past or whatever. There are answers, folks, and they want you to believe there are none. So if the airlines really want, in my mind, to make a difference, here's the way I would go, okay? The first thing you got to understand is this. If your goal is to keep people safe, then you need to have people with less items at their disposal, not more. You got it, Kurt? You and me need to have less accessible items available to us. Why? Because then it's easy to make sure that the less items that I have are okay, if that's your real goal. So you're not going to put as many things in the cabin with the people as you possibly can. And that's what they've done with all these latest changes. They put more and more and more in luggage, more and more items in the hands of the people to carry on, to do all this garbage for, to where that's upping the rage big time. People are just frustrated because it
and the reason they're
everywhere.
In there is because they charge you to check them, right?
Yeah. That's part of it. And so the problem is, what you got to do, if you really want to do it right, is you got to put as much under the plane as you possibly can, Kurt.
Yep.
And separate the people from their stuff. Okay? That way, you don't have to worry about as many items. That way, people aren't dealing with all... They claim that they can't board planes fast enough now. Well, no wonder. You got to board your plane with, like, five things, everybody. And there's not enough room for everybody's five things, and so it doesn't work out very well, right? Well, the less items people have, the less likely they'll have something dangerous, the easier it'll be to find out if they have something dangerous, and the increased likelihood of boarding the plane quickly will happen, okay? That's number one. Okay? So reward me for putting things under the plane, not above with the people, okay? Second thing, now that we've got all that luggage out of the way, if you give people a little bit of room to breathe, then they'll be a whole lot more likely to be comfortable. The more comfortable people are made, the more likely they'll be cheerful and happy. So, they used to have all kinds of soda pop, and there was plenty of options to have a little bit of refreshment, a little bit of thing to pass the time, a little bit of whatever. Now, hey, you're lucky if you get water and maybe one or two kinds of soda pop and maybe pretzels if you're lucky. Well, who wants white flour mixed with salt, Kurt? Okay, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying it's not going to cost them much to bring back those nice little peanuts that people, actually the kind of peanuts people enjoyed, Kurt.
Yeah, or, I mean, imagine if you had some other things, you know, on every flight, it wasn't just the same three little things. I mean, maybe right? You had some, you know, some other little chips or, you know, I mean.
Just different variety, right? Now, imagine,
I mean,
Kurt,
might
if you
even
could literally
go crazy and actually feed them something. Like,
imagine,
you know,
if you were on the tarmac,
ago,
though, Kurt, and they said, you know what, it's fine if you use your phone. You can actually do some work while you're, like, stuck here.
Yeah.
And imagine if they said, you know, when we fly, we demand you be on time, and so we're going to be on time. And with rare exception, we're going to leave on time. And if they had a little less flights going in and out of places oftentimes, they could schedule times to where when you literally could get on the plane with all the luggage out of the way, because it's all down under the plane, whatever, you could literally board planes quickly and you could leave quickly, Kurt, and be on time. Right now, the guy says, oh, man, we left a half hour late. We're going to be there a half hour early. The world's all good. And what happens is I leave a half hour late, and then I sit there on the tarmac, and they're like, well, there's another plane in the way right now. Well, I got to, and before you know it, you're all late and scrambling and struggling. So they could do a lot of things, Kurt, that I believe would really improve the customer experience, but they're not interested in my feedback, though. And I know those things sound simple, Kurt, but I'm telling you, those things go a long way. If I had a seat I could actually fit in, and I'm not that big of a guy, Kurt.
Well, I know, but I mean, just imagine if they used like those seats they used for the first class guys all the way through the airplane.
Oh, yeah, and you'd call it middle class seating?
Well, yeah, or yeah. Just it would just be called standard. You know,
there are answers. On our airline. There are solutions, yeah. And there are ways to make it better, but I don't really believe that's their goal. I really don't.
Good point.
And the reason I don't is because everything they do. I'll give you an example. The pilot can be trusted with everybody on it and having a lethal weapon called an airplane, but Sam Bushman can't have a little teeny pocket knife because, man, he might just go crazy. I've been on the planet for almost 50 years, and I've never gone crazy before. I have no signs of going crazy, except this out-of-control government makes me kind of crazy. But, you know, other than that, I'm a pretty sane guy. So it's amazing what they allow, right, and what they don't allow. And it's all designed to create anger and frustration amongst the public. And I'm sure they'll come up with a government solution that'll make you feel better. Yeah, they said I didn't have a checkpoint. I was free to go. I was what's that called, Kurt?
Pre-checked.
I was pre-checked, except for then they checked my bag and stole my knife. Yeah. You gotta like that, huh? All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure. Never give up, ladies and gentlemen.